That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is the review crew coming back to you. And if it's April and it's NFL, you know what it is. It is our annual mock draft. But we're doing something a little bit different this year because, as our OG reviewers know, we're in the process of rebranding, repackaging, relaxing our show. So we'll have details coming about that once we're bringing everything back to life. But of course, 'tis the season, 7 years strong doing this, and you know we had to come at you with an NFL mock draft. To my left, your right, is the guy with a patented new Instagram handle that's at kingjb.fitness for all your training needs in the greater desert area. Dr. Bridges, for anybody who has not seen our illustrious 250 episode catalog, which you can run back on our YouTube channel that you're watching right now, or jbandbettingbluereview.com, tell the people who you is, man.
Well, my name is Jeremy Bridges. I am a 10-year NFL vet playing for teams with the likes of the NFL Arizona Cardinals, the Carolina Panthers, and, of course, your NFC East Philadelphia Eagles, champion Philadelphia Eagles, right, which was my draft team. So shout out to all my folks, you know what I'm saying, in respective cities. I am that guy, you know what I'm saying, known as King JB. And, yes, I did change my Twitter handle because I have changed positions at my gig. I was in management where I was over training departments. Now I am a trainer in the training department. I had to get back to having some fun in this business, Benny. Management sucks, and that's just honest. Micromanaging people, dealing with upper management, it's fucking trash, right? Especially when they make it bad. When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's really bad. And I had to get back to doing what I love. Plus, it frees me up time-wise. So right now, we're in the process of building my clientele. And then once we get to the point where my clientele is where I need to be, then I'll chop my schedule up to where I can have a lot more time to get back to football, right? Training young people, these young men, you know what I'm saying, to be better offensive linemen and moving and shaking, doing these camps, so on and so forth that all my guys got going on, getting my name back in the football world so we can make this final push to get to GMJB status, right?
That's where we're headed. That's right. Well, for those who don't know me, my name is Benny Blue. You can follow me at Benny Blue Eyes on all social media. I'm a stand-up comic and podcaster. Dr. Bridges and I linked up in the year of our Lord 2015. We were actually neighbors, believe it or not. Mm. You just got, you know, was a couple years removed from the league. I was in the process of actually doing sports marketing publicity for various NFL and NBA players.
All right.
We clicked up for our love of life. We're men of culture, the savage duo, as people know us in these podcast streets. And that's how we linked up. And we are 7 years strong, again, 250 episode catalog of podcasts, which you can run back. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue. And along the way, as Dr. Bridges know, you know, sometimes we get a little help from our friends. And damn it, this is one of them. Sometimes he's our little brother. Sometimes he's our intern. Sometimes he's just, you know, he's like Pinky in the Brain. You know, what are we going to do tonight, Brain? Take over the world. That's the type of vibes that our guy, Money Making Mitch, gives off. Money Making Mitch, our guy, part of the crew. Sir, for those who've never seen one of our episodes of our show, please introduce yourself to the folks watching this fine mock draft, good sir.
So I'm officially which Earl finally gave me a title, which was
great. Nice.
All right. Thank you, Earl. Nice.
I am the senior writer for the Arizona Diamondbacks for KSRN. And my journey started like 5 or 6 years ago. I was a fill-in producer for KSRN. JB actually showed up to fill in for Ed one day when I decided to start working for Ed.
That's right.
And JB showed up, gave me the Money Making Mitch nickname. And ever since then, I've kind of just been annoying the crap out of the KSRN crew until they can keep just throwing me into other positions. And here I am.
Hey, sometimes you just got to fake it till you make it, Mitch. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. And you have officially fucking made it, right,
Mitch? Yeah, I'm
proud of you. From the moment I met Mitch, well, I couldn't really see him, Benny, because he's behind like a little dark glass. You know what I'm saying?
Which that sounds like a Mitch thing to do.
Which is kind of indicative of his life. You know what I'm saying? He's just behind a dark glass at all times, right? But gentlemen, just so you guys know, you know what I'm saying, so the public knows, so our reviewers know, I just celebrated my 43rd birthday, right?
Yeah, buddy. That's right. That's right. You got to love it. You got to love it.
Around the globe, right? 43 years around the globe. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We love to see it. Our guys here. And if it's April, you know that means it's not only JB's birthday, that's our birthday because that's when we started this fine
illustrious birthday, baby.
Savage recording in April 2016. Obviously, we got Mitch on board. Mitch has been doing his stadium tour. Like you said, he mostly covers the Diamondbacks, but damn it, we're coming together for the love of our main focus here on the review. And it's the NFL. Tis the season, man. The draft is coming up here Thursday night, Kansas City. It's going to be big business. There's obviously a lot of smoke and mirrors, as JB knows, a lot of smoke screens. Oh, CJ Stroud didn't score very well on the S2 test. Oh, Will Levis is going to fall to the second round. Oh, I don't know if the Carolina Panthers are going to take Bryce Young. It's all type of smoke screens from the media and the agency, and we're here to break it all down in our patented 2023 review mock draft. But Foist, we got to do a little draft preview, and you see that banner hiding behind JB's illustrious Nirvana t-shirt. It's the BG, who've been kind of in some dire straits that we'll get into. So the first preview question, I'm throwing it to Dr. Bridges. How did the Bird Gang, aka the Arizona Cardinals, change the culture amid the ongoing front office scandal and coaching change? And second part, what are their biggest draft needs, Dr. Bridges?
Well,
O-line,
D-line. Right, yep. Just being completely honest, right? That's where we need to attack, point blank, period. I feel like we can pick up another running back in free agency. I feel like we can get one later in the draft. But we need O-line, we need D-line. And I prefer that we bring in vigilantes. And I use that term vigilantes, and people are always like, what do you mean by vigilantes? People that we can pay for a couple years, not a grip of money, don't really hurt the salary cap, bring them in, they're already ready to play ball. They've been in professional systems. They know professional jargon and terminology, and they can come in and play right now, right? I don't want to bring in no Daisy Fresh Lily, you know what I'm saying, who might not be ready to take on this whole task that's called the NFL. It is professional football. These are grown-ass men that pay their bills by playing a little boy sport. So O-line, D-line, for sure, right? I feel like we need one more linebacker to seal our core up. I think we got a guy from Minnesota in free agency, but I think we still need one more guy. I'm still not certain that Xavier Collins is the guy in the middle, right? That's just me. Defensive backfield-wise, we are filling gaps, right? Buda Baker did ask for a trade, and I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? You want to be one of the highest-paid safeties in the NFL, and should you get it? Yeah, but are we in a position to do it? No. So, you know what? Go get your money, kid. Right? You know what I'm saying? Philly has kind of been mentioning that process. There's rumors, so on and so forth. But ain't nothing happened yet. For us, for me, O-line, D-line. Right? We need it. It's more so D-line than O-line. Because we can get O-line. We can kind of pick from the cherry tree that is the NFL free agency at O-line in the NFL. We can get some solid guys to come in and play good ball. But we need impact guys on the D line, point blank, period.
Yeah, Mitch in the chat, you mentioned Byron Murphy. Mitch, obviously you're pretty tapped in, you know, even though you're not a Cardinals fan, you're still pretty knowledgeable about Arizona sports in general. Kind of the first part of the question that I pose, you know, they have the new coach, they get Gannon from the Eagles, they get Austin Fort, who's been tied to, you know, the Patriots organization. There's a lot of shuffling the decks there, cats asking for trades, and just like a lot of madness in the air. What is your kind of overall assessment, Mitch, of kind of where the Cardinals just stand overall currently?
I think they stand more in a rebuild than they should be. Like, this is a very talented team. I think they're going to take their time to rebuild this. I know JB wants a defensive person right now, which I would love a defensive person right now. They have really good veterans. They have all this stuff that could go and have a great young defensive player, and they can go and teach him to be the next great defensive player. This team is built for that. I'm really worried that they're going to go into full rebuild. They're going to freak out. We've seen this before. And sadly, I don't think this is going the way to go.
So I understand what you're saying right there, Mitch, but here's the thing is that I think that maybe with Mike Bidwell going through all the malarkey he's going through, I think he might kind of kick back because, again, we kind of talked about this on some of our YouTube content, so on and so forth. People have been asking me this forever about Mike Bidwell's, how big his hand is in football operations, right? I'm starting to think that it is more, right, than I thought it was. right? So I think that with everything going on, I think he's going to start to play the back a little more. And, of course, with our new GM's lineage, you know what I'm saying, and from the Patriots and then from the Titans, of course, that's the same tree, same pipeline. He's going to not rebuild. He's going to build. And the building, because we have signed some free agents. We signed a bunch of free agents, right? But the building is not what people want to see. People want to see big-time free agents, right? So we're getting quality guys that can play ball, right, for a system. That's what GMs do. You bring in guys that fit your system. They ain't got to be big names, but when it's all said and done, they put things together. Now, I think one of the greatest examples of that is the Tennessee Titans, of course, where my man just came from. And another great example of that is the Minnesota Vikings, right? The Minnesota Vikings didn't have a bunch of big-time names on their defense, but, man, their defense has always been good. Does everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, been super solid. So, and, of course, the Patriots, like, they're known for that, you know what I'm saying, bringing in guys, you know what I'm saying, like they make – guys that are not household names, right? So I think this is what we're doing. I don't think we're going to have no gangbuster season by any stretch of imagination, but I don't think we're going to be shit, right? I think that the youthful exuberance of a coach that's young, right? All he got to do is put his foot down and say, look, this is how we're going to do what we're going to do, period. We still have little dickhead that needs to grow the fuck up, right? And everybody knows what I mean when I say little dickhead. Right, he needs to grow the fuck up, and hopefully this injury has made him understand that, son, your career can end just like that. Right, no matter how much money you got, if you're striving for greatness, you need to start to do professional things professionally in this professional football league.
Go ahead, period. Yeah, absolutely, and thank you, Mitch. Chris Boyd, the corner that came over from, he's 26, came over from the Vikings, now at the BG. You mentioned the Titans, so next one here is going to Mitch. As they currently sit at the number 11 pick, Mitch, do the Titans go all in on a QB, draft the best available? God damn, JB. Or trade down for more picks? Mitch, that is how hot the question is, JB's whole setup. Just folded. So what, Mitch, what do you think? GM Mitch.
I think this is how the NFL is now. I think the quarterback is the most important position. If you have a person in your mind on who is going to be your dude, you should go all in. That being said, looking at this draft, I don't have a dude. Like, I don't think this is one of those crazy historic drafts that we look back in 5 years ago. Every quarterback was great, all that stuff. I think we keep Ryan Tannehill, eat his contract, see if Malik works out. Like, be a little bit patient. A little bit of spoiler alert. I don't know if we really are going to get him. I hope we get a better quarterback at the end of the day in the first round if we can get that. But I think you go best available this year, and then you go all in on quarterback next.
Do you think you brought up Tannehill, and obviously, you know, he's been kind of steady Eddie for them, but you kind of know what you get out of him. You alluded to this over the course of the season when we were doing our regular live stream. Where, Mitch, are you at now with Malik Willis? Do you think he deserves more first team reps, or is it kind of like, I saw what I saw, we got to try to get someone who might elevate higher?
So this is one of those questions you have to look at philosophically. Does the team believe in Malik Willis? If so, screw Ryan Tannehill. We're going full Malik Willis. If we go 1-15, we go 1-15. We draft a better quarterback next year. But at least we know who Malik Willis is.
Caleb Williams, Drake May are going to be there.
We know who Ryan Tannehill is. And Ryan Tannehill has been a great quarterback for the Titans. I know I've made a lot of angry videos of him in the playoffs, including my ABCDEFU video. That was a fun one. At the end of the day, though, I do think we should go Malik Willis, or we should go with our third string, who actually showed up better than Malik Willis did, in my opinion. I think they should go and gamble a little bit, and then we're going to learn who they are, and we can move on from all three of them at the end of the year.
Wow.
That's what I think should happen.
Who is the third string?
I don't remember. Dobbs? Is it?
Yeah, Dobbs. Keep Tennessee. Yeah, he played way better than Malik.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, JB.
He did. He played very steady down the stretch. So, I totally agree on what you're saying, right? You got to have a guy. I mean, Philadelphia just showed us that. right? If he's your guy, go in on your guy and build around your guy. Now, mind you, Jalen Hurts has played at a level that none of these quarterbacks play at. So very well that he's their guy. Yeah, so, you know, it's just beautiful to see. We will see. But I don't too much trust Malik Willis at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a lot to learn. He's still one of those projects to me. And he's kind of like this kid from Florida, to be honest, right? That everybody's,
Anthony, you know, Richardson.
Yeah, everybody's popping off about, you know what I'm saying? He do like Cam. I think Cam was way more polished when he came in the league, as far as being a passer and a decision maker. So, I mean, we'll see. Only time we'll see.
Yep. Mitch, you got one more thing?
So my thing is, Ryan Tannehill clearly is in the future. So why are we going to go and act like he is our future? Like, even True. If he goes and puts up a career high of like 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, that's probably not his career high. But at the same time, 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, are we impressed with that at the end of the day? No, he's not our future. So I do think that we should give Malik Willis. And if he tanks, we get rid of him because we have a better pick. If not, whatever. It's just another year for the Titans.
True, because at the end of the day, you probably are making a bolder move to not just be kind of sitting in the middle, where you're either gonna, you know, make a true effort to, you know, really become a contender, or like you said, rebuild with a better quarterback class likely coming in next year. So, not the worst thing in the world for a team that's probably not gonna be contending for Super Bowl this year anyway. So there you go. At least you're making a more direct decision. Now, speaking of bad decisions, moving to my kiddies, Jameson Williams. Going to miss the first six games of 2023 after violating the NFL's gambling policy. He played in five games in 2022. So the question I pose to the group would be, should the kiddies commit to taking a receiver in the early rounds? And just for context, Jameson Williams got six games and not an indefinite suspension because he placed a bet on a non-NFL game from an NFL facility, whereas you get an indefinite suspension for betting on NFL games, a la the promo that JB cut regarding what happened to Calvin Ridley last year. He's now officially reinstated.
But he is a Jacksonville Jaguar. Get a man just do.
Right. And now he got moved to the Jaguar. So JB, what do you think? Do you think now do they need to change their draft strategy with Jameson Williams missing more significant time?
Well, yeah, you got to get another playmaker in, you know, and there are guys out there, you know, saying that you can get, I don't know what pick you guys have in the first round. What pick you guys got in the first round?
6 and 18 as of now.
6 and 18. I'm thinking more 18 than 6. You know what I'm saying? As far as like y'all's 6 pick, I mean, I think your offensive line is pretty steady, right? I think I really honestly think golf is good for you guys' system, right? You guys are pretty steady at running back. You got a decent tight end, right? You got decent wide receivers. And again, I think you guys should go for another one at 18 because I think they'll be sitting right there. I honestly think you guys should go for another edge rusher, right? For another Hutchinson. If you guys could get another one of him, and there's a few of them out there, right? To make that defensive flat out terror, because you guys got great interior guys, got a good linebacking core, got a solid defensive backfield, right? I think you guys should go hard and heavy on an edge rusher / outside linebacker, somebody who's durable. Right. The kid from Alabama is probably going to be one of the best ones out there, right? Because he plays the run extremely well. Right. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking for you guys going forward. But playmaker wise, because you guys have the 18th pick, I'm not even tripping on the sixth pick. You know what I'm saying? Go get what you want. 18th pick. You got, bam, we go grab a receiver, a good receiver, right? For a cheap price.
Yeah, sixth pick, to your point, is probably going to be that defensive playmaker. A lot of talk about them going corner, but, I mean, shit, Will Anderson's there, possibly Jalen Carter. That might be the actual, like, talent pick. Right. And then
The kid from Michigan, nothing to rub in it, but the kid from Michigan is probably going to be y'all's sixth pick, to be honest, right? When the kid ran a 4-2, you know what I'm saying? He's
from Michigan?
Yeah.
It'll be a sixth pick? Who are you referring to? I'm trying to think.
The defensive back. I'm not sure his name is. Let me see here.
Oh, I don't know. Any mock I've seen, I haven't seen anybody from Michigan going even in the first round.
They had a cornerback that ran a 4-2.
I don't know, but the point is they've been really circling the wagons on players like Christian Gonzalez, the corner out of Oregon, Devin Witherspoon. Yeah, that might be who you're referring to. Witherspoon from Illinois. But like you said, to your point, at 18, if Jordan Addison is there, they might look at him, or they might try to trade out and get more picks and still try to get a receiver. But yeah, I mean, you're Your point is well taken. Mitch, what do you think about the Kitty's current receiver situation? Also, they also cut Quintez Cephas because he got the indefinite suspension as well. So now they're down two guys. So what do you think, Mitch?
So I'm almost 100% agreeing on JB. I think your number six pick, I think, should be Devin Witherspoon for the most part. Like, if somebody drops down, you take him. But at this point, I got Devin Witherspoon. For your 18th pick, I'd still pick best available, but I'd say second round. Second round is where you go full on wide receiver, pick up a couple dudes, and then hope that they work out at the end of the day. I think they will, but right now, I would say you guys are in pretty good position to not worry about a wide receiver.
All right, there it is. A couple more for you before we get this thing cracking. Just a couple overall review draft preview questions. Mitch, I'm throwing this one to you. You're going to like this one. Mitch, which team is most likely to reach too far to get to a quarterback? Or in other words, put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself. What team is going to try to bet the farm and they're going to come up with no crops, no milk?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think at this point in time, we've all seen it multiple times. I think they're going to overcorrect. I think the Colts. I think the Colts are going to reach. Okay. I don't think Will Levis or Levis or whatever his name is. He's a great quarterback playing for Kentucky. I don't think he fits their system by any means. I think
he's Tim Tebow 2.0. That's who that guy is, right?
Like, he's Carson Wentz 2.0. Yeah, Carson Wentz is a way better one to me because, like, he's just going to hand it off to Jonathan Taylor 352 times, hoping that he's a decent quarterback. And Colts are going to be like, look, Jonathan Taylor got 1,500 yards. And it's like, well, yeah, how does that make him a good quarterback? Like, right. This is going to be.
Let's extend him. He's good. Yeah.
Right. So I think Colts are going to be the team that messes up because they've been so desperate for a good quarterback for so long and they keep screwing up.
You know, the irony of that is that I said earlier that the Colts should go get a one Lamar Jackson who just kind of sit out there wanting some money, right? Because they have had quarterback woes for quite a while since Andrew Luck decided to up and retire very prematurely, right? So I don't think that they'll reach at all. I think that a lot of teams are waiting to see what happens so they can get Lamar Jackson. Like, everybody's kind of sitting back like, oh, they're playing Lamar Jackson. It's kind of close to the draft, right? Right? And the whole time, and the whole situation, the whole thing we've been going through with him, he's been very close to the draft. So teams are like, well, we got a little leeway. I don't see nobody moving. Oh, y'all ain't moving. Okay, well, let's wait till the draft and see what goes on. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a da-da-dun, da-da-dun, and somebody pays Lamar Jackson during the fucking draft because somebody they thought was good or thought was going to go or thought didn't go or whatever the fuck happened, didn't move. I'm still thinking that Indianapolis is going to get Lamar Jackson. I think there's some shit being done behind the scenes, but man, I don't think they'll reach. I think they've learned. I think Ursay has learned from his woes, you know what I'm saying? Carson Wentz was the last straw. Right? He was like, you know what, man? I'm tired of this shit. I keep fucking up goddamn punk-ass quarterbacks, but yeah, that's how I kind of see it.
From Matt Ryan to Lamar Jackson.
Oh my God, what a turn! I think my pick for this question is probably going to be the Raiders. I feel like the Raiders are going to Raider, and it's in the air for them at seven.
Who are they going to get though, Benny?
But that's what I mean. But that's the whole point of the question: who they're going to reach too far for? So they might try to reach too far for Anthony Richardson. You know what I mean? Like, they might do something because he's the type of guy where it's like he needs to be in the perfect place for him to succeed. And there's only really a handful of teams that are going to be like that. So, but we'll see what happens. All right, JB, and finally, I'm throwing this to you. Which team is most likely to rob the bank with the best value of picks? Who's going to make the most of all 32 teams? Who's going to make the most of their draft?
Man.
In your opinion.
So now we're talking about, you know, smart GMs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that our new GM is going to draft very well, right? Because I don't think that our head coach is going to interfere with him drafting, right? I don't think that our owner is going to interfere with them drafting, as we just spoke about. I think we're going to have one of our best drafts that we've had in a long time, right? Because of his lineage, right? He's a smart man. He's been around a lot of smart people, and they drafted smart, right? So, yeah, I think they're going to do good things. I'm looking for Philadelphia to do really good things, right?
That's my pick.
I really think that their GM is a really good dude, very smart football cat. So I'm looking for them to do some good drafting, right? What other team I was thinking about? I'm looking for the Jacksonville Jaguars to do some good drafting, right?
Ooh.
So, look, Jacksonville, I mean, we saw what they did last year. You know what I'm saying? They were tough. So they're right there on the cusp, man. So there's going to be some big-time things going on in this draft. This is going to be one of the most exciting drafts that we've seen in a while, because I do think there's going to be some big-time trading going on. But I do think those three teams are probably going to end up drafting the best, and a lot of people are counting us out because they're like, oh, the Cardinals never draft good, and Kime never drafted good, and yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, now we got a man who comes from a background of drafting good. So we're going to see how it goes.
All right, so JB says Cardinals, Eagles, and Jags. Mitch, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are kind of on the boring side on this one. I always think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to go and make the most out of whoever the heck they draft at the end of the day. And then I don't think the Titans get rid of Derrick Henry. I think there's some other trades going on. Oh, I think there's – right now, the Titans obviously have less picks, but I think by the end of it, they do a really good job at trading bigger name players that may not be as great as we think they are because of the system that they're in. I think that at the end of the day, they get traded and there's more picks involved, and I think the Titans kind of start straightening up. This won't be their year, but they'll come back.
Right. Well, look, I think overall, even with the whole suspension thing, I think my kiddies are going to pick pretty well. To be honest, I'm not going to be. I mean, I think you can't go wrong with. I like JB's pick of the Eagles and the Jags. A team that I think is probably going to end up killing it is probably going to be the Seahawks. Mm. I can see them doing really well, particularly on the defensive side. They've been really putting together a real squad, and now that they figured out some shit with Geno, I think they're really going to be able to kind of snipe some playmakers, even if their guys are a little later. They might trade down. I feel like some wheeling and dealing is coming from Dr. Nike Hirachi Shoes, a.k.a. the old man Pete Carroll. And I feel like Seattle's going to kill it, particularly on the defensive side, with getting some guys that are going to fit in nicely with their culture and their system. All right. So there it is. That's some preview, so we're not going to belabor the point any longer. Let's get into some motherfucking review 2023 NFL mock draft. Let me share the screen here, and we'll get this thing going. We'll kind of break down what we're going to be doing. All right, and that is a sound you are going to be hearing when the picks are made. So you can see we got our handy-dandy draft generator, thanks to our friends over at Pro Football Network. So, this is how it's going to work. There's 31 picks. We've already kind of snaked this out. I will let everybody know their picks. So, it's going to be Mitch, myself, then JB, and then JB back-to-back, and then Snake, and so on and so forth. So, Mitch will have the first pick. When a pick is made, you'll hear the music to our ears. The best sound in the world.
Beautiful.
And everybody, we can just call out our picks. You don't have to type them in the chat. We can just get it in. So let me pull this up. So Mitch, you are on the clock now with the Carolina Panthers, sir. What you thinking?
I think while I don't agree with it, at the end of the day, QB is the most important position, though, and I think this is the easiest pick of the entire draft. I got Bryce Young.
Is it pick in? Wait, is
there
it
pick is. In?
Did you call him the pick?
Is in.
Pick is in. Okay. Pick is in.
The pick is in. Bryce Young.
All right. Mitch, do it official with the first pick. Say it like
Carolina the commissioner. Panthers.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah, bitch. You're blowing it.
I am Roger Goodell and the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You're the commissioner. Every time, Betty, you've been the commissioner. Don't do this to me. I boo you. You don't boo me.
Boo-hoo.
With the first pick of the 2023 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers pick Bryce Young from Alabama.
Right. Bryce Young, Alabama. And it's It seems obvious, but Mitch, why is that the pick? Talk to the people.
Carolina, just like Indianapolis, has been desperate for a quarterback since the beginning of time, it feels like. Since Cam Newton has left, for sure. And this is their best chance at it. I don't think he's going to be their generational quarterback by any means. But at the same time, if you love a dude, you got to pick him. Bryce Young is the dude they love.
Okay, there it is. So that is the that's the first pick there. All right, cool. So I am on the clock here with the second pick. That second pick, of course, is with the Houston Texans. All right, a lot of talk about quarterback. This was interesting, fellas. This one has the makings of they could potentially fuck this up. There's been a lot of smoke screens about how the scouts feel about CJ Stroud. Will they trade down? Will they try to reach for one of these other guys? But pick is in. Second pick in the 2023 Reviews NFL Mock Draft. The Houston Texans select CJ Stroud, Ohio State. Stroud, I believe they're going to take him. Yep, they're going to take him off the board. Ooh. So I got Stroud. Boo, boo, the commissioner. I got him going to the Houston Texans. So let's get this guy added on the board. There it is. All right. You got to love it because now Dr. Bridges is on the clock with the Arizona Cardinals. Now, as I mentioned, our patented pre-show production meeting, and I'll say for anybody who is watching this currently, we can try to propose a trade if you guys want to try to trade down. Now, the draft order is set, so you got to still make the pick in the order that you're at. Well, you can if you want to try to have some fun, we can try to propose a trade and see if the other GM on the other end of that phone would take the call and select and accept the trade. So, JB, what you got?
Check the chat.
He wants to try to trade.
All right. We want to try to trade down. The Cardinals are looking to shop the number 3 pick. All right.
I'm interested.
Let's see what we got.
All right. So, JB, if you could see on the screen, so Carolina, who do you want to try to trade with?
Who's got 2 first round picks?
There is a Texans. They have 2 and 12.
The Texans have
Kitties 6 and 18, though. I don't know. Kitties, I mean, you know.
The Kitties got 6 and 18. All right. So I want to propose, right, that 18th pick to the Kitties, right? Because right now the Texans, you know what I'm saying, need everything they can get, right? You guys are in dire straits. So I want to propose that 18th pick, right, for our first round pick next year, right?
Okay. Yep.
Our third round pick next year.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, how many first round picks you got
nothing
next year?
Nothing this year, to be clear. Nothing this year, correct?
How many picks the Cardinals got this year?
Well,
typically, I mean, you do have
of course they're getting a third round pick, you know what I'm saying, this year, right? I mean, that's a lot. That's not, they're getting a third round pick this year, you know what I'm saying? So our first round pick this year, right? Our third round pick next year, and we'll say second and third next year. How about that?
Okay. Let me just make sure I'm getting this correct. So you're saying Kitties give up 18 this year, and in exchange they're getting 66 this year, which is the third round.
Mm-hmm.
First next year, and a first and a third next year. So 3 picks for 1 is what you're saying.
Let me redo that. You know what I'm saying? Because that 18th pick ain't worth that fucking much.
You're running out of time. The commissioner's about to forfeit your pick.
Okay. So, all right. So, of course, they get out. You know what I'm saying? We do the 18th. You know what I'm saying? They get our first round pick next year, and they get our third round pick next year. And that's that.
And no picks coming back this year, just to be clear. Correct?
No. They move up to get our third pick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Oh, so okay, so that there is the pick swap, like Mitch saying. So basically, you're saying three, a next year first and a next year third for 18. That's your offer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it.
Let's see if we go.
So there is the pick swap, right?
The trade has been accepted. Oh my god! Holy shit! The internet broke. All right, Dr. Bridges, you are now officially picking for the Kitties at three. Holy shit!
Outstanding. So the Kitties at three. Of course, they're going to take Will Anderson from Alabama. The pick is in.
No booing here.
With the third pick in the 2023 review mock draft, the Detroit Lions select Will Anderson Jr., edge rusher from the University of Alabama.
Okay, why Will Anderson?
Because Hutchinson needs a bookend, point blank period, right? And of course, now you got two guys to worry about that can play multiple positions, both outside linebacker types, both can rush the quarterback, both can play the run.
Okay, I love it. All right, so JB, you executed our first trade in review mock draft history, so congratulations to you. And guess what? Snake draft style, JB, you are on the board again with the Colts at four.
With the Colts at four. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right, we're just gonna call a spade, and pick us in. With the fourth pick in the 2023 review mock draft, the Colts fuck it up by picking QB Will Levis from Kentucky.
Oh, no. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Describe
so happy right now.
How do they fuck up?
They think they see something that they don't see. They think that they can make him another Andrew Luck. He's not the guy, and they're going to see that too late, right? Once he signs on the dotted line, it's going to be too late.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ, you rocked Mitch's world with that pick. Good god almighty. Okay,
you're welcome, Mitch.
So in our mock,
so happy.
holy shit, this kind of I'm on the clock now. I'm on the clock at five with the Seahawks. You kind of threw me off with this one, I'm not gonna lie. God damn it. What do these fuckers do? Do they reach? Do they slightly reach? Ah, fuck it. The pick is in. With the fifth pick in the reviews 2023 NFL mock draft, the Seattle Seahawks select to develop Anthony Richardson. Yeah, that's right. Take him to sit behind Geno.
I knew it was coming.
That's right. They take him to sit behind Geno for like 2 years. And hope that he turns into like Cam Newton at his peak, because they got thrown. They were scrambling.
They're scrambling JB. For the money.
The Colts are going to take him for sure, but don't worry about him kicking their ass on another team. Mitch, you have the sixth pick with the Kitties.
You have
the sixth pick.
We need to keep history of this, because I don't think anyone picks for the Detroit Lions in this mock draft more than Mitchell does, but it's fine. My pick is in, and...
All right, pick is in. One moment, please.
Nobody loves
one moment, please.
A great cornerback.
Oh, this shit.
Everyone needs a great cornerback, and luckily he fell to you, and it's going to be Devin Witherspoon. Every team needs a great cornerback. Everyone needs to shut down. You got yours.
I like this pick. Why Devin Witherspoon?
While Devin Witherspoon kind of falls down to you because of his weight, that dude plays so tough. He plays like, even though he's 180 or whatever he is, that dude plays like he's 220, 230. He can go and he's quick. He can cover the fastest guy on the team. He can also go knock out the fastest guy on the team. That is what your coach wants in your team right now. And I think he goes and fits perfectly with the scheme.
Okay, and if I'm not mistaken, I think there was overlap between him and Kirby Joseph, who was is an excellent rookie that we also picked up from Illinois. So hopefully they'll have a continuity there playing together again. So there you go. I like it. So in our mock draft, just to recap a little bit, the Kitties trade up with the BG and they get Will Anderson and Devin Witherspoon. I mean, JB, I'm not going to lie. If this really happens, it'll kind of be like Christmas morning because that would be a I don't know. It might be a little ballsy, but, you know, Brad Holmes is putting his nuts on the table. You feel me?
Isn't that nice?
All right.
That's fun, right?
Isn't that fun? All right. So I got the seventh pick, and it's the Raiders. Well, now the Raiders don't have the ability to really reach for either of those two quarterbacks because they were surprisingly taken in the way that they were. So I think that they're actually going to play it safer. Mitch, you have two coming up. So I know you said you had to piss. So go piss. It's me and the JB. So go do what you got to do real quick. So I'm doing you a favor. God damn it. All right. Now they don't have the quarterbacks, and the pick is in, baby.
The pick is in.
All right. With the seventh pick by the Raiders in the Reviews 2023 mock draft, they are going to take Christian Gonzalez, corner from Oregon. They need a corner desperately. I mean, I could definitely see them taking someone like Jalen Carter, possibly Tyree Wilson, but I think they go for, you know, arguably the best corner in the draft, at least by evaluators, and they take Christian Gonzalez. So let me go ahead and get off the board to the Raiders. All right, we're going to add him over there. Okay, you love to see it. Cool. Get him off the board. All right. JB, you are coming in hot at number 8, and that is by the Dirty Birds, them Falcons, baby.
The Dirty Butties. All right. So, Falcons. Trying to think what they got going at quarterback. The young boy quarterback, right? So, of course, if you got a young quarterback, you want to solidify and make sure he's safe and secure. First off of the line, the pick is in. With the 8th selection of the 2023 review mock draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Broderick Jones, tackle from Georgia. That's right. He's staying home, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Right? Yeah, I think left tackle. When you got a young quarterback, you need a left tackle. You got to get a left tackle. You got to get somebody that's going to make him feel comfortable. The kid's right-handed. It means this is truly blind side. And, of course, we're going to take Broderick off the board from Georgia, right? You know what I'm saying? He's that guy. They're going to be kind of teasing to be a left tackle, you know what I'm saying, in the NFL because he's been more of a run blocker, but that's just kind of how Georgia operates. But he has the feet. He has the size. He has the speed. He has the agility. He has pretty much everything. He has an 84.1 pass blocking grade, all right, for his first full season starting a left tackle.
Ooh, going into the data, baby.
He has got potential. Okay, here we go.
I like it, yeah. And a lot of evaluators had him going lower in the first round, but you're kind of drafting more about what the Falcons might need and maybe the best possible for their needs, rather than potentially even going like Jalen Carter on the other side of the ball on defense. So you're going with them Hogs, baby. I love it. All right, Mitch, fresh off your bathroom break, you have the back-to-back picks here of 9 and 10. So that means you're looking at the Bears and the EAGLES Eagles, starting with the Bears.
The Bears.
Debating here on best available or need a position, which is a tough one here. My pick is in.
Oh, okay. All right, let the record show only one trade thus far. All right, Mitch, what you got?
Tyree Wilson, defensive end, defensive tackle of Texas Tech.
Ooh, okay. Are you, based on other mocks and other analysis that you've seen out in the world, are you kind of surprised that he falls to the Bears at number 9 in our mock?
I am very surprised, but given the fact that we took quarterbacks and we took other, I don't want to say more important positions, but given what analysts think more important positions, it actually makes sense in our draft that we went through. I actually thought about picking him next even, but it's really hard to pass him up given the fact that he's probably the best talent on the board at this point.
All right, there it is. Tyree Wilson out of Texas Tech. All right, back to back. So, Mitch, you got number 10 with the Eagles. Decisions, decisions.
The hardest part of this. I hate being a GM so much. If only you guys paid me so much more money to be a GM at this right. point.
It's so much easier, right? It's so much easier, right?
All right, the pick is in.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can't believe he dropped down to the Eagles. I'm also going with best available position. I am going to go with Darnell Wright, Tennessee.
Darnell Wright out of Tennessee. Okay. Okay. Why Darnell Wright here? Are we trying to help Lane Johnson in his last days, kind of rebuilding that aging Eagles offensive line?
I think at the end of the day, Justin Fields obviously needs more help. I don't think he's a garbage quarterback. I think he just needs a little bit more time. I love this dude, Darnell Wright from Tennessee. He's one of the few guys that I would consider a my guy at this point in the draft. The fact that he fell to a position I could draft him in, I love it.
Well, remember, you just for clarity, and maybe you misspoke. Well, you said Justin Fields. Remember, that pick was for the Eagles. So he's blocking for Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Making sure.
The newly paid. Same thing.
They're both running quarterbacks. They're going to help Mitch the dude at the end of the day.
Hey, listen. Jalen Hurts is not a running quarterback, okay? Stop that, Mitch, okay?
Right.
Check his passing from the pocket percentage.
He can still run. Yeah. Like, he can still scratch. That's not used as
he has the ability.
Like, that's
the
not ability used as a horrible thing that I say. He can still run.
It has been, Mitch, okay? He has the ability to get out of trouble.
For me. Right. I think he goes to the Bears is why we threw Fields out there.
All right.
Mitch. All right, next pick.
Too late. They got Tyree Wilson.
Too fucking late.
It's all over, baby. You played your hand. All right. As the best revenge, JB, I got back-to-back picks at 11 and 12, which means I am picking for Mitch's Titans at 11.
Wow.
Tighten up. Mm-mm.
Okay. So I'm tempted to trade. I'm tighten up. I'm tempted to trade out of this. I don't know that's really the best value there. Nah. All right. Pick is in. All right. With the 11th pick, Mitch's Titans in the Reviews 2023 mock draft take Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State to hopefully start replacing the void that A.J. Brown has left. Get Tannehill, Malik Willis, or Dobbs, or another guy off the street some goddamn help as a threat. One of the best receivers in the draft. Is he the best? Remains to be seen. Quentin Johnston and Jordan Addison would probably like a word, but I'm taking him in that spot. Mitch, since it's your squad, what do you think about me picking Mr. Jackson there at that spot?
I think with you picking him at that spot, that tells me that you think Ryan Tannehill is going to be the quarterback. And I'm not a huge fan of this pick. He's a very speedy guy. I still think that the Titans want to be more block wide receiver heavy. I don't think they go this route. I don't think he's a bad wide receiver. I don't think he fits the system, though.
Word. Okay. Yeah, I get you. I mean, I can definitely see that being a possibility. But that's what I'm taking at 11. All right. I got back to back. I got 12 and the Texans are back on the clock. This one is interesting. Let's take a look at team needs here. Brought to you by profootballnetwork.com. All right. So quarterback, edge, receiver. I mean, they're fucking Texans. They need a fucking lobotomy. All right. So they need edge. This is interesting. All right. I think they're actually gonna draft here. All right. My pick is in, baby. All right. With the 12th pick, the Titans are going to select, if I can find him then,
the Texans.
Miles Murphy, edge out of Clemson. That's right. Be the second or third best edge rusher in the draft. But that's that they need a pass rusher. I mean, gone are the days of J.J. Watt and fucking Jadeveon Clowney. So that's who they need. They got their quarterback, and now they got their edge rusher. Ba-boom. All right. There it is. So that was number 12. JB, you are on the clock at number 13, and that is the boom, boom, ba-doom, boom, boom.
Boom, pack, go. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah.
We're on the Klizzak. Let me see here. Let me find
Texas,
somebody.
Texas. That's what I meant.
Huh? Whatever.
Oh, just Mitch. Mitch said I said the Titans when I met the Texans, and damn it, I mean the Texans.
Oh yeah.
There it is. But JB, you're up.
Hey, shut up, Mitch. Right? What you talking about?
All right, let me find.
Let the man in focus.
Took that guy. Who got hit around? I'm trying to find one particular position. I had the guy, I lost the guy. All right, so the pick is in.
Oh, okay.
With the 14th pick of the 2023 review mock draft, the Green Bay Packers select 13th. Wide receiver Jordan Addison from USC, California.
Jordan Addison and Jordan Love. Why do they take Jordan Addison here, Dr. Bridges?
They need people that can run routes and catch the ball, right, for Jordan Love, because we know that the gunslinger himself is gone, right? So it's Love's team now, but they need people that can run routes and catch the ball, right? This young man has shown he can do both, right? This young man is a Biletnikoff Award winner with Pittsburgh, you know what I'm saying? Of course, he transferred to USC. All right, yeah, he caught 159 balls, 2,468 yards, and 25 scores over the last 2 years. Kid's a ball player, right? Put in the right system, of course, we know what happens in Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? No matter who's in behind center. And I think Jordan Love just adds an extra element of athleticism, right, and youth, of course. So, yeah, Jordan Addison do just fine over there in Green Bay.
There it is. JB takes him at number 13 with the Packers. All right, Mitch, you are up at 14 with the Pats, dude.
Pats, dude. I want to. So they're definitely. I'm trading here, by the way. I'm trying to figure out who I'm trading with.
Oh,
but I'm trading. I'm going to trade with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right. Trading with Jacksonville. Okay.
We're going to start with the pick swap.
So 14 and 24, correct?
Yeah. Okay. And then we're going to go with Jacksonville giving me a second round pick, and we'll call it good.
All right. Let's see if the fates align. It was declined. Boom, boom. Oh, hang on a second. Let me get the right sound for that to make sure Mitch knows that it didn't go through.
Trade,
all right, submit.
So make a pick.
You're making the pick. 14.
You know what? I wanted to make that pick anyways.
Sure.
All right. So we are going to go with best on the board. All right. I set myself up for that one. That is a completely my bad. Patriots love the defense, though. I am going to go with Nolan Smith. Georgia. All right. Well, I'm going to go and explain.
Go ahead, Danny. Explain it.
So, Patriots have long survived. Even with Tom Brady, they long survived off of having a number one defense. This is the best available defensive player, in my opinion, left in the draft, which is Nolan Smith from Georgia. And the pass rush is an obvious need for them. He is huge on the pass rush perspective. And
I like this.
While I do think he might need to get a little bit stronger, Bill Belichick is going to get his ass in check, and this is the best position for him and the best position for the Patriots.
True indeed. I agree wholeheartedly.
That's interesting. Yeah, actually, I like this one a lot. That's what's up. So he takes Nolan Smith – Edge out of Georgia, versatile player to the Pats, dude. All right. It's a J-E-T-S, Jets, fresh off of copping Rages, coming out of that darkness retreat. And I'm up at 15 for that pick. So let's see what we got here for these fuckers. Man, oh, man. All right. I think the pick is in here. All right, at 15, the J-E-T-S, Jets, select Peter Skoronski, offensive tackle out of Northwestern. I think they need to do a little bit more to protect Rages. Let the record show, Jalen Carter has not been picked yet, gentlemen. Almost went there, but I think they're going to try to do it. Could have picked Paris Johnson, but I think they're going to go with Peter Skoronski on this one. So that's what I'm taking. All right, JB, you have back-to-back picks, starting with number 16, and that is going to be by the Washington Commies, as Mitch would say.
Washington is on the motherfucking board.
All right, so the pick is in.
Oh, okay.
What pick is this?
This is pick number. Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Fired. 16.
Pick number 16 in the 2023 review mock draft. All right. The Washington Commanders pick running back Bijan Robinson from Texas.
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
I love it. I love this one. Why Bijan here, Dr. Bridges?
Hey, listen, you know what I'm saying? Riverboat Ron loves a bruising style of offense, right? Yeah. It just helps the offensive line perform better, helps them work better. It is what it is, right? This kid is a baller. He can catch the ball out the backfield. We know you hand it off to him. He does phenomenal things. He is one of the first great Texas running backs since Ricky Williams, right? So, it's a great pick, a smart pick, and I think he'll do good for them for a long time.
I like it. I thought he might maybe had a chance to fall a little bit further, but they snatched possibly the best running back in the draft to the Commies. All right, JB, you are up again with the Steelers at 17, my friend.
The Steelers at 17. All right.
By the way, just now that we're getting deeper, if you guys want me to kind of list any potential draft needs, I can do that by team, just in case if you're looking.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right. Anything helps.
Okay, so let's see. All right, the Steelers, wide receiver, center, tackle, offensive tackle, edge, and corner are their supposed needs.
Well,
the pick is in. Well, the pick is in. In typical Steeler fashion, the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 2023 review mock draft with what pick is this, 16?
This is 17.
With pick number 17, select cornerback Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah. In state. The lineage, baby.
It all in the family, lineage. Baby. All right. And that's the only reason. Of course, hey, Joey Porter Jr. Is a bigger cornerback, 6'2", 198 pounds. He loves to guess. Right? That's one thing, of course, that Mike Towns is going to take away from him. He loves to guess because they'll be doing double moves on his ass all day in the NFL. But he's aggressive. He will come up and hit you, right? And, of course, he's the son of one of the Steeler greats, Joey Porter Sr., who talks like this, by the way. So, hey, shout out to Joey Porter Jr., you know what I'm saying, for becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler, right, in our draft.
I love it. All in the family, word to Archie Bunker. I love it. Well, guess what? Wouldn't you know it? I'm up after the trade at 18 and after GM Bridges' trade. The BG are now sitting at number 18. Mm-hmm. All right. I like this one. And, man, this guy's falling. Man, there's a couple guys who have been falling down the board. But I'm going to make JB happy with this pick. We're going to take it to the Hogs. The Arizona Cardinals have received the 18th pick from the Detroit Lions. And with the 18th pick in the Reviews 2023 mock draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Paris Johnson, offensive tackle from Ohio State. They need to protect little man. I almost went Jalen Carter just to be a dick, but I don't know if he'd really work out in Arizona. I like Paris Johnson. One thing I will say, as much as I cannot stand Ohio State, they do produce tried and true offensive linemen. I like what they can produce, particularly tackles. So, JB, what do you think about me taking Paris Johnson there? Are you happy?
I like Paris Johnson. You know what I'm saying? He's a big old kid, very athletic, right? And, of course, you know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong with good offensive linemen. That's it, right? Now, I do believe that he can play other positions, right? So he can move down the guard, and he will have to learn how to do those things, and he can play right tackle as well because he's predominantly been a left tackle. So I'm all for that, man. Great pick.
There it is. All right, keeping this whole train moving. Mitch, you were up at 19 with the Tampa Bay-less Buccaneers.
Oh, God. All right. I didn't realize that was my team, so I got to switch my picks a little bit. My bad.
I can pull up draft needs. So, you know, possibly quarterback, edge, corner, guard, and running back.
All right.
Or you can always trade.
potentially. Let's trade. Let's have fun. Let's
trade. All right. Let's try a trade. All right. So we'll take the NFC. The Buccaneers. Who are the Bucs attempting to trade with, Mitch?
They're going to attempt to trade to whoever has the 31st or 32nd draft pick. Or 31st, I guess.
So the Chiefs.
Yeah, sure. Let's attempt to trade with the Chiefs.
All right. Okay. They're proposing, so they're swapping 19 for 31, correct?
19 for 31. They're going to go and give up. So the Chiefs will have to give up also next year's. Oh, God. They're going to have to give up next year's second and fourth.
It's a lot.
Okay. It might be a little rich. Is that your final offer? Word to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Let's go second and sixth.
Second and sixth. All right, let's try it. Declined. Oh, do you know what that means? two denied trades in a row. God damn. So that means you got to make the pick, my friend.
I am breaking records at this point.
You always do.
Really are.
My pick is in, but I'm not sure if this person's been taken yet.
All right.
I'm going to attempt to go and take Lucas Van Ness.
Nope, he's there.
He's edge. There.
Yeah.
The edge. I don't want to say Chicago Bears. Jesus Christ. All right. Where's he from again? I can't even remember.
Iowa.
Lucas Van Ness.
Iowa.
That's right. He's from Iowa. Let me not do the man dirty. All right. Lucas Van Ness. Why Lucas Van Ness here after the failed trade, Mitch?
He is by far, I think, the best player still left. I think he goes much earlier than we've had him go. Edge rushers are a very important position. I think they're one of the more important positions in the NFL. I think he has a little bit raw on the talent at the end of the day, but at the same time, like, I think he has a good mind on him, and I think at the end of the day, he has a ton of energy. Like, he's definitely going to go at the quarterback every
single day. He's a try-hard guy.
I think he's going to win more often than not. Yeah. So I'm going to go and have him go and get hit there.
One thing about Iowa guys, especially like tight ends and linebackers, they're not always the most athletic, but they're definitely tryhards, and they actually can produce some pretty decent pros. Iowa actually is a sneaky depth of guys that actually do pretty well in the league. So there you go, Lucas Van Ness.
I love Iowa for late round picks. Like, Iowa produced like Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, George Kittle was a fifth rounder. So yeah,
right.
You know, They're putting up some guys. All right, keeping this train moving. The 20th pick is going to be made by me, and it's the Squawks. The Squawks are on it. And, man, I'm kind of surprised this guy fell. The pick is in.
Oh, please be who I think it is.
With the 20th pick in the review is 2023 NFL mock draft, the Squawks select Jalen Carter. No. From Georgia. Oh, it wasn't. That wasn't what you think it was. He falls to the right system and the right culture. They get the playmaker.
What is, I mean, defensive inside?
Defensive interior, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, why don't you just call him D-tackle?
I was totally shocked by that, too. I was like, Division One?
D-tackle.
Like,
Division whatever.
One, like everyone
else. All right.
Right. So there you go. Maybe one of the most talented guys, if not the most talented, you know, outside of probably Will Anderson, defensive lineman in the draft. He falls to 20, and there it is. He's got to worry about getting his weight down and, you know, not stopping at Wingstop before he goes to his pro day. But other than that, he might be all right. So JB, you're up at 21, and that is the San Diego Barstow Bakersfield Chargers at 21, JB.
I think JB is going to trade the Chargers to a completely different city because that's how California is rolling right now.
That would be great. That would be awesome. The pick is in.
Oh, really? Okay.
Are they moving to Nashville?
Being that the Chargers don't need much offensively or defensively, to be real, right? You can always strengthen your offensive line. Because their offensive line is not very strong, to be honest, especially interior-wise. So with that being said, with the 21st pick of the 2023 review mock draft, the L.A. Chargers, L.A.? Question mark Chargers? Select Cyrus Torrence from Florida.
Cyrus Torrence?
Oh, Cyrus.
Holy shit.
Cyrus, right?
I have
this guy on my board.
Cyrus sounds like
an Osiris. There he is. Osiris.
And he's going to retire.
Now, reason being, this kid was the top one, arguably the top ranked guard in the draft. Right? He is a little heavy, to be honest. Right? He's 6'5", 347, and he needs to kind of slim down a little bit. But all right, he earned an 88 overall grade last fall. Hey, can't beat that, right? So I think if the kid gets in better shape, he can be a good football player in this league for a long time. Congratulations, LA Chargers. You got your good guard.
With a name like Osiris, he's definitely retiring in San Diego or Florida. So congratulations. I like this one.
And he's gonna open up a beachside bar called Osiris's. 100%.
Or a pie shop. Osiris, yep. There's definitely Cyrus O'Leary there with the pie shop.
Cyrus O'Leary. All right, Mitch, you have back-to-backs at 22 and 23, starting with the Ravens flock. Mitch, the Ravens at 22.
Oh, I keep getting teams I don't want. This is great.
If you want to know team needs, just let me know.
I need to know who we drafted. But yeah, team needs is good.
All right, so for the Ravens, who do they need? They need a receiver, corner, probably a fucking quarterback because they're idiots, offensive guard, offensive tackle, and D-tackle.
If this person's not chosen by Pixon.
All right.
There it is.
Well, I hope he's so not chosen. Do we got a Broderick Jones?
Do we have a Broderick Jones? I think Broderick Jones was already taken, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Broderick Jones was taken 8th overall by the Falcons. Mitch, you've been fired like 3 times already. You don't even know who's been picked. You have 2 failed trades. Jesus Christ, man. Holy shit.
Whoa, right, Mitch,
try someone else. Let's keep throwing names at the darts.
It's like that meme where it's like, my wife said wherever but the dart hits, I can go and go on vacation. I threw it under the refrigerator. That's where my life is right now.
Get together, Mitch. Let's go.
Let's go, Miles Murphy.
Miles Murphy has also been picked, Mitch. Jesus Christ. I picked him 12 with the fucking tech. No! God Christ.
Why are you picking people so damn early?
This is horrible.
This is ridiculous. I'm better off just listing you guys who haven't been picked. You want me to do that for you?
No, I want you to pick Anton Harrison.
All right, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. Well, now that you realize who's available, why Anton Harrison?
Because he's available. The serious reason is they need a right tackle. I think that he would be a little bit more than just right tackle. If they go and get somebody, they can move to the left tackle. At the end of the day, Jonah Williams demanded a trade from Baltimore. This will allow them to trade Jonah Williams. And I think this goes and fits their needs. Okay. So that's who I got.
Okay. And you're back to back here, 23 with the Skull Vikings. I can list you. I can give you needs.
I got this one. Whatever makes life easier.
All right, the pick is in.
This one, you played the music a little bit too loud or too early, but Dalton Kincaid, they got rid of Irv Smith Jr. They need a tight end. He can block. I stand by this dude. This is a guy that I wanted to pick for like three picks of mine now, and it's been so irritating because you guys get the good tight end picks. I don't get the good tight end picks. This is my dude, Dalton Kincaid.
He's having a meltdown, JB.
The Vikings.
You stand by this dude, and you're like way shorter. That's what you should have said. All right, so
there we go. I love this guy.
And you guys are irritating me with choosing the Ravens.
Shut up. All right, let's go. Come on, let's roll.
Gentlemen, we got eight picks left. We got eight picks left. Let's get through this shit. I got back to back. All right, Duval. The Jaguars are picking at 24, and the pick is in at 24. All right, with the 24 pick, the Duval Jaguars in our NFL review mock draft select Brian Branch, DB out of Alabama. Oh, they still going to fill that gap. Mr. Zesty left in from just Jalen Ramsey, who's Mr. Zesty, who left, who's now on the Dolphins, so he's back in Florida. So they're taking Brian Branch. They're taking Brian Branch there. All right, keeping this thing moving. All right, 25. It's the G-men. The G-men. What do the G-men actually need? That's a great fucking question. Corner, running back, guard, safety, linebacker. All right, who do we got here in this motherfucker? The G-men. All right. Pick is in. The 25th pick of the Reviews 2023 NFL Mock Draft. The G-men select B.J. Ojulari, versatile edge, out of L. That's right. That's who
they like that pick. I like that pick.
His ass. I can add him to the board. Yep. Wow, there it is. All right. Dr. Bridges, thank you, sir. You were back to back with 26 and 27. 26 being the thing about the Cowgirls and Minimum Cowboys. Ooh-wee, at 26.
Oh, shit. Them cow heifers. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. Hither. Get on down here and see what's cracking.
Needs I can go over who's already been taken.
Yeah. No, I need knees. Give me knees.
All right. Team needs defensive tackle, guard, wide receiver, linebacker, and running back. Lord knows they would want to take Bijan, but sorry for you.
All right, so the pick is in.
Oh. I think I know who it is.
With the 26? With the 26th pick of the 2023 review mock draft, the Cowboys select Jahmyr Gibbs. How do you say his name?
Jahmyr Gibbs?
Jahmyr Gibbs. Yes, Jahmyr Gibbs. A lot going on. One thing to spell it right. Jahmyr Gibbs, University of Alabama, running back.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
why Jahmyr Gibbs here, Dr. Bridges?
Because he's a brother. He's a running back from Alabama, right? So you know he's disciplined. You know he's going to block. You know he's going to run the ball hard. He's going to do all the little things right. And he'll be a great replacement for Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay, I love it. And Mitch, to answer your question, yes, JB selected Jordan Addison 13th, if you recall, to the Packers. So he's already off the board. All right, and then Shut JB, up. You are picking number 27. You're picking number 27 for the Mafia.
All right, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. The pick is in. You know, the Mafia, they love defense, right? So with the 27th pick of the 2023 review mock draft, the Bills Mafia select linebacker Jack Campbell from good old dependable Iowa.
Oh, right? Jack Campbell. I didn't even put him. I only put 50 prospects on my board. He ain't even on the board. Jack Campbell. Ooh. All right. Why Jack Campbell, Dr. Bridges? I got to type this one in. Holy shit.
Iowa, man. 6'5", 246 pounds. The guy can play outside, right? So he's a defensive end, outside linebacker type. A Vannoy type linebacker, if you will. That's pretty much like the measurables of a Nick Vannoy. And of course, you know the success that he's had. Old school Willie McGinnis, if you will, right? Willie McGinnis was a tall outside linebacker that played well for a long time. So, yeah, you know, the Mafia, they love defense. You know what I'm saying? So, bam, there you go, baby.
There it is. All right. Cool. Good shit. Good shit. All right. I got the Bengals at number 28, and the pick is in. With the 28th pick, the Bungles select Darnell Washington, tight end out of Georgia. Hell of a blocker, can catch. He went to Georgia, so you know he's a dog. And they need something to, I think, kind of support their run game, which they might have to tweak with all the bullshit fucking Joe Mixon gets in. And I like him being able to be a blocker and be a pass threat for old Joe Shiesty. So I'm taking Mr. Washington right there at that pick. Let's add him to the board. All right, three picks left. Mitch, you are on the board at number 29, and that is the how about them who day fucking who that said they're gonna beat them Saints. Mitch, the Saints at 29.
Do I have back to back or no?
No, you have 29. You have 29 and 31. Mitch is JB is 30.
Okay. I got the Saints, you said, which they need a really good cornerback, in my opinion. So my pick is in.
Mm. Oh! Uh-oh.
Christian Gonzalez.
Mitch, he's way off the board. Are you high? What the hell is going on? He got picked 7 by the Raiders.
What did you do when you went out off the screen?
Why are you picking him at number 7? That is stupid. I'm picking him at the appropriate spot. So,
Holy shit. Try again, Mitch.
I'm picking my guy. You know what? This is my guy, 100%. I don't even care what you guys say anymore. Michael Meyer, tight end.
All right. To help support Derek Carr. There it is. All right. Michael Meyer, okay, maybe dropped a little bit, but you know, if you like it, I love it. So there you go. All right, out of Notre Dame, had a pretty nice career there. All right, two more picks left. JB, you are at number 30, and that is with your drafting team, the EAGLES Eagles.
Mm-hmm. The pick is in.
Ooh, okay.
With the 30th pick, correct? 30th pick, right?
Yep.
With the 30th pick of the 2023 review mock draft, the Philadelphia Eagles, my Philadelphia Eagles, right, select defensive interior Kalijah
Kancey from Pittsburgh?
Khalija Kancey, yep.
Khalija Kancey from Pittsburgh.
Good player.
AKA Aaron Dobson. What's his name? Aaron Donald 2.0, right? They need another interior guy to let Hargrave go, you know what I'm saying, in the free agency. So this guy is going to be, again, Aaron Donald 2.0. He is going to make Philly their defense very, very nasty. All right, so congratulations.
There it is. All right, Mitch, and bringing up the rear with the final pick, the 31st pick, because, again, the Dolphins lost their pick for some bullshit. The hosting team of the draft, the Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom, are on the clock, Mitch, at 31.
Woo. Tough decisions.
I can tell you still on the board. I can give you team needs, whatever you want.
Let's make the goddamn pick, Mitch. You're probably going to get it wrong in the beginning.
You should probably tell me he's on the board because I'm horrible
at
this game.
Probably going to get it wrong in the beginning anyway, shit.
Deontay Banks, corner from Maryland, still on the board. Kalee Ringo, corner from Georgia. Quentin Johnson, receiver from TCU. Brian Breesy from Clemson. Zay Flowers out of Boston College. Hendon Hooker. Mozzie Smith out of Michigan.
Who is the first
some cats.
There's Banks.
Deontay Banks, the corner out of Maryland.
All right, my pick is in. And for Mr. Irrelevant of the JB and Benny Blue review, that's right. If you are the last pick of the first round, you are now Mr. Irrelevant for the JB and Benny Blue review show. And that is Mr. Banks himself.
All right. Why do you got to say Banks?
Because the Chiefs are set on offense. Nobody's like, oh, who can we add so we can score 532 points a game? Because we're already scoring 529. Got to look at the defense. You got to go and give a little bit of help on the defense. And a cornerback, if a cornerback lands, can go and set a team up for the next 5 years.
So, guys, that's it. I know we're burning the midnight oil. That is our official 2023 NFL mock draft. When you see it, this will be all edited and polished and shiny and no fucking internet issues and all this other shit. Hell, I might even be able to edit to make Mitch look like a wizard. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
I want the wizard. W for wizard, right?
You don't need a wizard, you need therapy, Mitch. Fucking therapy.
Need a lot of that.
All right. For Dr. Bridges, for Money Making Mitch, my name is Benny Blue. Enjoy the draft. Make sure to tap in with us. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue. We will be back with the show in due time, rebranded, repackaged, the whole nine yards. And until then, we love you. Enjoy the draft. And we are out, baby. Peace and love.